Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How do you reap? You do what He says. When He says it, where He says it, the way He says it, that's how you reap. You sow your seed, and you wait and you stand. It could be days, it could be, some things will be months, some things will be years. But then He'll tell you, maybe you'll get up in the morning, maybe it'll be in the nighttime. He'll start bringing something to your mind to do. Hallelujah. And it could be something you've done 50 times with no results. Mm. Right. But when He says it, amen. There's difference between when He says it and you say it. Yeah. When He says, go over there, see them about this. Ask them about this. Go over there, present this. Go here and do this. Yes. What is He saying? He's saying, launch your boat out. Yes. Huh? Yes. And cast your net for a draft, for a catch, for a harvest. Yes. Come on, are you listening now? This is how it works. But see, some folk have thought, well, I've sown my seed and I'm a tither and I'm a giver, so all I got to do now is just lay on the couch and make confessions. My God shall supply all my needs. 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 Get up off the couch and go over there and do this. My God shall supply all my needs. My God shall supply all my needs. My God shall supply all my needs. Well, that's not going to work. Because there's also scripture that says, if you deal with a slack hand, you'll be poor. Yeah, but I sowed seed. Yes, and He's honored that, and He's got a harvest ready for you, and He's trying to get you to get over there and get it. Even when He rained manna out of the sky, they still had to leave the tent and go pick it up. Didn't they? You can't just lay in the tent and make confessions. There's more to prospering in God than just giving offerings and making confessions. That's part of it, and it's a vital, important part of it, but it's not all of it. And can you see where I think some folks have missed it in these areas and got off because they took a truth and they tried to make it the truth about everything, but there's other truths. They all agree, and you got to rightly divide. How do you rightly divide a truth, a scripture, with other scripture, other truth? And they all agree. So He told him, cast out, and at first he was reluctant to do so, but He quickly corrected and He said, but because you say so, I will do what you say. And you know the story. They threw out the net and caught such a huge catch of fish, it began to break. They beckoned to their partners. They brought their ships and their nets, and they filled up the ships so much with fish that the ships were beginning to sink. They were so deep in the water, full of fish, water starting to come over the side. This is money. Money. They are commercial fishermen. That's what they do. This is paying off your house. This is paying off your car. This is sending your kids to school. Come on, are you listening? This is money. And see, they were tired, and after the natural, you'd have been in a hurry to get back to the house and eat and get into bed because you got to get up and go to work the next evening and try to catch some fish. And so many have missed the harvest because they're too busy to harvest. And the Lord's wanting you to catch so many fish in the next few minutes, you don't even have to go to work tonight. Come on. You don't have to go to work the rest of the week.
Yeah.
If we learn how to listen to Him, we will work less and make more, much more. We saw recently in the scripture the story that Jesus told about the guy that worked an hour and got paid for a day. Come on, somebody's got to like that besides me, huh? How many like the idea of working an hour, getting paid for a day? That's blessing. That's increase. That's harvest. So I don't want anything unless I earn it. Well, you can't even go to heaven. Unless I earn it with my two hands, well, then you're going to hell. You sure didn't earn it. No, friend, you got to learn how to live by faith and by grace. And by grace, everything's a gift. You did not earn it, and you don't deserve it. But it don't mean you can't enjoy it. And yet you can still work hard and be diligent doing what He told you to do. Now, did you find Genesis 26? How did Peter reap this harvest? Does anybody know? How did he reap it? He did what the Lord told him to do, didn't he? His natural inclination was not to do that. He was tired. He was weary. He didn't see why. He didn't see how come. Was it an act of faith to just do what he said? And that's the same way it'll work with every one of us all the time. We won't see why we should go here or there and say or do this or that. You won't see it. You'll just have to step out by faith. And you've got so many that are wanting the benefits of following the Lord without following the Lord. They look at others and see blessing and see great things and good things and miracles and say, well, I want that. So, and some people have left the impression, well, just sow a big offering into my ministry and make confessions and you'll have it. And that's simply not true. You need to sow where He tells you to sow. When and how. But that's not the end of the story. There'll be junctures in life. Some things will happen more regularly. Other things will be big things that'll happen, you know, every few years or so. And the Lord will direct you, go this way. And it'll require faith. It could be starting your own business. It could be making a purchase or an investment. I've heard people testify and know individuals who have been driving down the road and the Lord's dealt with them, buy that piece of land. I'm thinking of an individual right now, very, very wealthy. And he's just driving down the road. This is decades ago. And the Lord dealt with him, buy that land. Well, it was nothing special about that land that he knew of. But there's a lot we don't know. And the Lord dealt with him, no, buy that land, buy it now. Well, it was a large parcel of land. And it was way out away from anything. No development, no plans that he was aware of. But he just obeyed. And his head's going, man, you know, I could be using that money for something more, better investment. And how long is that land going to sit out there? What am I going to do? I mean, just a few months later, he found out that's where the new interstate's going. Right through there. Nobody, he didn't know it. And it hadn't been made public yet. And he was able to, the Lord dealt with him next, put a shopping center out there. So he did. And so the rest of it became very, very wealthy. Just following the Lord a step at a time. Amen. Somebody say, follow the Lord.
Follow the Lord.
See, you got people that want the results of following the Lord without following the Lord. Doesn't work. And so you got to learn how to pray. Imagine that. And talk to the Lord. You got to learn how to hear from Him. I said, you got to learn how to hear from Him. I said, you've got to learn how to hear from Him and be led. You're going to see something that is consistent with every financial miracle. It'll start like this. And the Lord said. The Lord said. Launch out. Throw out your net. The Lord said. The Lord said. Every miracle starts like that. The Lord said. But there would have been no miracle unless some man or woman had the faith to say, yes, sir, I'll do it just because you said so.
That's right.
And Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. Now in Genesis, you see a perfect example of this in Isaac. Genesis, the 26th chapter. Are you there? Genesis 26, verse 1. There was a famine in the land. Sound familiar? Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared to him and said, go not down to Egypt. Well, Egypt was where they had stuff. Egypt was where they had reserves. Egypt was where they had banks and banking. And Egypt was where, you know, not just out in the country where they hadn't had crops for years and everything's dry and burn up. Go to the city where you can find something. You can buy something. You can get something. Everybody was going to the city because it's burnt, dried up out in the country. No crops for years. Livestock dying. Everybody's going to town, going to the city. Just because everybody's going to the city don't mean you're supposed to go to the city. Just because everybody's moving to that part of the country, because, well, business is good over there. Well, this is good. No, that doesn't mean that's where you're supposed to be. The Lord specifically told him, why would you think he told him, don't go there? Because he was getting ready to go there, like everybody else. Don't go there. You dwell in the land I shall tell you of. You stay where I tell you to stay. Surely the Lord would not tell me to stay in some burnt up, dried up place. He has. Surely the Lord would not tell me to stay in some little town, some little piddly, podunk, backwards, poverty-minded. Huh? Surely he wouldn't. Friend, that could be where your hundredfold is. Is that not in this chapter right here we're about to read? You've read it, haven't you? If not, we're about to read it for you. People ask us about Sarasota. Why did you go there? There's millions of more people just an hour north in Tampa and St. Pete. There's millions of more people just an hour and a half south in Fort Myers. Millions more people. Well, if we'd have been looking for millions of people, we wouldn't have come to Branson. I mean, the population of Branson is what, 10,000 or something?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me